Hey, it's Randy Miles. I am on the phone with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org, and we're continuing in our series about financially healthy behaviors. And one of the ways is to prepare yourself, Mansa, when your household income changes.
Right. You know, we talk about financially healthy behaviors, but there are four influencers that influence our behaviors. Now, once again, we want to encourage people to go to our website, moneysmartlife.org, and check out the blog post on this. But one of those four influencers is what we call income and expense volatility. Mm-hmm. How susceptible is your family to losing income for periods of time or your expenses going up unexpectedly? You know, we've been fortunate this year that our winter's been pretty mild. But if you had reversed that, a lot of families could have gotten heating bills that could have been totally budget crunched.
Right.
So it's that volatility we want to talk about. On the blog post, we talk about four ways to deal with that volatility. Your ability to be able to absorb a financial shock is critical to your success. And the foundation for doing that is an emergency fund. Mm-hmm. You got to start one. So listen, let me give you four ways that people can jumpstart an emergency fund. So if you got one, grow it. If you don't have one, get started. And there are things that happen to us that are self-inflicted sometimes, but there are also some external things that can affect us, like the geopolitical situation. It can disrupt the economy and our households. So once again, being prepared is the key. Here are the four ways to jumpstart an emergency fund. Number one, your tax refund. Save it, don't spend it. Number two, gifts. Ask for money instead of things. And if you get things, return them or sell them for money. Mm. Number three, increase your savings through increased income from overtime, side hustles, those kind of things.
Right.
And the final one, number four, is simulate the emergency now. Don't wait for the emergency to happen. Simulate it now. Put yourself on an austerity program where you make the kind of choices that you would have to make if you were facing an emergency.
Good.
And here's some things you can do. Cut back hard on your lifestyle. Only fund needs and not wants. And you can exercise extreme frugality, as they call it. Finally, Randy, here's the thing. Whatever money you save by going through this simulated austerity, if you don't deposit the money, it's not savings.
Right.
So if you buy a pair of shoes that's normally $100 for $40, you can't say I saved $60 unless you put $60 in a savings account.
There you go.
So once again, we want to encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org, check out our Facebook page. They can also go to takecontroltuesday.com and get the information.
Absolutely.
It's easier to spend money than to save it. So if you prepare for something and it doesn't happen, there's really no skin off your nose.
Very, very true. Well, Mansa, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.